Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone is doing well tonight. My name is Mary Hollis, and I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Our ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. Last week, we talked about a partner to help you when you don't know how to pray. And that partner that we spoke about was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to help us to learn how to pray. If we didn't know how to do it, just put our trust in the Holy Spirit, and He will help you. But if you had problems in praying, knowing what to pray, you can use the simple Our Father prayer, "Who art in heaven," from the Bible. Simple as that. God supply our needs in every way, even giving us a simple prayer to use if we didn't know what to say. But tonight, the topic tonight is developing the divine romance. The scripture reads, it's coming from Matthew 6:6. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." I am going to read from the Amplified version of that. That's Matthew 6:6. "But when you pray, go into your most private room and close the door. Pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you in the open." If you would like to know that the Holy Spirit more intimately, it is important for you to understand what Jesus said in Matthew 6:6. When Jesus said that you are to enter into thy closet, was he actually telling you to get up every morning, open up the closet door, shove all your shoes and your clothes to the side, crawl in that dark room, shut the door and pray? Of course not. The word closet is taken from the Greek word tamion. That's T-A-M-E-I-O-N, an old word that has an interesting progression in history. At first, the word tamion was used as a secret place where one would provide his or her most valuable possession. But as time progressed, the word Canaan came to describe a secret, secure place where a person could put money or treasure, such as a safe deposit box or a vault at the bank. It represents a place to secure that no one would be able to break or disrupt or steal your valuable possession. But the New Testament tells the word Canaan could involve often further. First, it's a secret place where one hides his private possession. Then it refers to a secret place such as a safety box or a vault at the bank. Finally, Tamion, that's T-A-M-E-I-O-N, which means a closet, to describe a bedroom. Because a bedroom is a secret place where a treasured relationship takes place between a husband and a wife, it makes perfect sense that the word Tamion would eventually describe this most private place. Intimate moments shared between a husband and a wife occurs in the bedroom. Although the husband and the wife love their children and nearly every other sphere of their lives, this is one sphere that isn't available to anyone else. It is a private place and experience to be shared only between the husband and the wife. This verse could actually be translated also as when it's time to pray, it's time for you to pray. Enter into your bed chambers, and when you have shut the door behind you and secure a place of privacy, then pray. The word Canaan is used in the verse to convey the most idea of intimacy with God in prayer. Jesus was saying, just like as a husband and a wife enter in the bedroom and shut the door so they can bear their hearts and soul to each other in intimacy, also you should have a relationship with God that is so tender, so special, so intimate that it is shared only between you and him and no one else. This is between you and God. Therefore, find a secure place where you can go to share your heart and soul with God in prayer. Just like we talked about last week, we talk about the Holy Spirit helping us to learn how to pray. The Holy Spirit in this message wants us to spend time with him in prayer. Jesus portrayed prayer as something so precious that it should occur in the bedroom with the door closed. This does not literally mean you must pray in the bedroom any more than it means you must pray in the closet. The concept of a bedroom is only used to convey the idea of an isolated and solitude place where you can be alone with the Lord. When we enter into a time of prayer, it should be done at a place and time when we are not interrupted, so the Holy Spirit can speak to our hearts and we can bear our hearts to him. That's what he wants us to do. It should be a time of a sweet togetherness of human spirit with the divine spirit. Each of us should make it a daily priority to have this special time of communion with the Father through the Holy Spirit. Well, I share my time. I don't go in a closet, but I have an altar. And whenever I feel like praying, I go to that altar and I kneel and I talk to the Father. Sometimes I sit when I get too tired of kneeling, because sometimes that does wear your knees when you're getting some old bones. But when I get tired of kneeling, I'll just sit on the altar and talk with my Father. Also, I have done some other things that caller out there, you might think is strange. One night in the last week, there were some things that I wanted to talk to the Father about and some things I need answers to, and also was feeling a little bit just out of it and not quite depressed, but just very concerned about some issues that I've been thinking about. So what I did that night, I wanted to be closer to the Holy Spirit, closer with the Father. I took my pillows off my bed. I got my favorite blanket, and I laid down near my altar because I wanted to be closer to God. I felt that if I laid there, even I didn't have to say anything. I laid there and just went back to sleep. But I felt that I was closer to God. I wanted to be closer to him because I felt that he would talk to me, or comfort me, all the things that I needed that night. I did it. I fell asleep right away. I woke up the next morning right there, sleeping right next to my altar with my God. So each of us have a different place that we have that we want to share our thoughts with God. But if you do not have a special place, you need to find one. It doesn't matter where you and I spend this private time with God. It's just a matter as we actually, it just matter that we actually do it. Of course, it is best to find a time of the day when you can put everything aside and concentrate only on him. For the time we give to seeking God is a sacred time. When we read the gospel, we find that Jesus often arose early in the morning to pray when other disciples were still sleeping. He often prayed on the mountaintop. I'm sure many of you, when you saw any stories regarding Jesus, you knew that he went off. He would do his miracles and everything during the day. But at night, he would go some way off, and he would pray. He would take the time to pray to his Father. So that's what God wants us to do also. Jesus often went on the mountaintop out of in the wilderness, far from the hustle and bustle of the city. There was nothing in the Bible that says the early morning hours were more holy than other hours of the day. Now, where does the Bible teach us that praying on a mountaintop is somewhat better than other places? Jesus chose early morning hours because it was moments when he could find solitude and quietness with God. He prayed on the mountaintop and in the wilderness because he prayed in those isolated places without the interference of others. Your prayer place, your quiet place, can be in your car as you are driving to work, alone every morning because there is only time and place where you can find yourself to be alone. It might be the shower as you prepare for the day. It might be early in the morning when everyone else in the house is still sleeping. Or perhaps you find a better time to pray late at night when everyone has gone to bed. I'm sure you have your special time, but if you have not found that special time and special place, you should now think serious about doing that. Each of us must have a quiet place and a sacred place when we give ourselves fully to God in prayer. You may say, I know I need to spend quality time with God, but my schedule is so busy that it's so hard for me to find time to do it. Well, don't we find time to do everything else? Then we should be able to find time and spending with God. So if you really want to be with the Lord, you'll find time as well. Think about it. Don't you have time to read the newspaper? Do you have time to watch your favorite show in the evening and in the morning and the evening? Do you watch television programs or find time to go to the theater or the movies? Do you make time in your schedule for recreation? Then why can't you find time to spend with God? You see, you will always make time for whatever is important to you. But God should be important to us. Number one, spend that time with Him. If you really wish to have an intimate, personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, you'll make time. So select a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Once you go to that place, shut the door to the outside so you won't, anyone won't interfere, and also voices will not interfere in your praying. Focus on one thing. This is very intimate and a private time with the Father. God is a jealous God. He wants your time. So if you haven't found that special place in your house or time that you spend with God, think about it. Finding that special place. Just like the title says, developing that divine romance with God. He will give you that love and comfort you need during this quiet time. This is important that you shouldn't delay in acting on it. You need to start enjoying times of intimate fellowship with the Lord today. I love spending time with God. Sometimes when I get up in the morning, sometimes when I first get up out of the bed, the first thing I'll say, this is a day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And normally I try to make it the first thing that I do when I get up in the morning to go straight to my altar and pray. But sometimes I'll start and say, what am I going to wear? I'm thinking about what I'm going to wear to work. Or don't forget to take that paper with you. That's something that you want to handle during the day. So those things are coming also in my head as I'm going towards the altar. Sometimes I want to turn the curling iron on first before I go to the altar. Sometimes I want to take something out of my eyes that's bothering me before I go to the altar. I'm doing all these things before I get to the altar. And I'm at the same time I'm saying, God, I'm coming. I'll be right there. Just give me a second. Let me do this. Let me do that. Because I want Him to know I didn't forget about Him. He's still first. But between the bed and the altar, I am trying to hook up the curling iron, clean my eyes out, running to my purse, making sure I have that piece of paper in it. But at the same time, I'm focused on God. I'm on the way, God. I'll be there soon. I haven't forgotten about you. It might sound a little stupid, but at least God knows I got Him. He's on my mind first thing in the morning. And then I will go and have my quiet time with Him before I jump in the shower. So find that quiet time that you have. It is about 19 minutes after. Does anyone want to say anything tonight? But I wanted to focus on praying. First, we spoke about learning how to pray to God. The Holy Spirit will allow us, help us to do that. Just praying and saying the simple Our Father prayer. Tonight, we're discussing how we can connect with the Holy Spirit and be a part of the Holy Spirit in an intimate way, getting that quiet place that we need to share all our thoughts and feelings with Him. And also, when we do that, always remember to pray for others. Never be selfish and pray for yourself all the time. Pray. There's so many things are happening out there. People are getting sick for strange diseases. It seems like there's always someone dying of cancer, dealing with financial situation. There's so many our neighbors are going through certain things. Reach out to your neighbors because they need you as much as they need you to pray for them. We all are going through the different things. I have so many neighbors that I know that they're going through so many different things, sickness, financial problem. Pray for them in those quiet times. It's not all about us, and God doesn't want us to think of oneself. So find that special place, that intimate place that you can share with God. I love my altar because it's around my garden tub, and my garden tub has two steps to it going into the tub. And I have my Bible, I have my candles, I have my kids gave me this picture that if you plug it up, it's water that's running, and you can hear the waterfall fall, and it's such a peaceful thing when I plug it up. And also I have flowers, plants around the tub. So this is my private and special place that I have found to give me that intimate feeling that I share with God. And like I said, I spent the night recently right in front of my altar, and I was able to sleep just like a little baby because I felt comforted. It was so intimate because I knew God was right there with me. And I hope that you will have a wonderful week. The weather here, I don't know about other states, but we've been having some strange weather here in Georgia. And I am from the old school. I'm afraid of lightning and thunderstorm. And it's been happening since while I've been on the air. And I'm hoping that I keep looking at the time. I hope the time will go. I might end the show a little bit early because I'm a little bit nervous when it comes to lightning and thunderstorm. But I hope that you enjoyed the message. Find that special, intimate place with God. And continue to pray for your neighbors and others. I hope that you have a wonderful and safe week. Be blessed, and knowing that the next chapter, Widow Ministry, will be praying for you as well, because we all are going through things, but we know that God is there. He will never leave us or forsake us. Sheila and I want you to know that we love you, and we will continue to pray for you, and be blessed. And tune in next week to our show from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Good night.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
And his
strength. And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it.